Today we're building a pull jungle ARP for a rewind-worthy drum and bass drop in Ableton Live 12. This is one of those tricks that can make a drop feel instantly memorable, because instead of relying only on a huge bass sound, we're using a vocal-flavored ARP to create identity, tension, and movement right in the first second. In DNB, that matters a lot. You often only get a few bars to make the listener lock in, and if the hook feels like it's calling back to you, that's when you get the rewind energy. The idea here is simple. Take a short vocal phrase or chop, turn it into a tight rhythmic pattern, and then shape it so it feels like a jungle-style ARP sitting over the drums and bass without getting in the way. We want it to feel musical, urgent, and slightly call and response, almost like a chat that's been pulled forward into the drop. Start by choosing the right vocal source. Don't go for a long phrase. You want something short and strong, ideally one word, a tiny spoken line, or a tonal vocal sound like ah, oh yeah, or gone. The best vocal chops for this style usually have clear consonants and a strong attitude. That's because consonants like T, K, P, and S can give you rhythm almost like a percussion layer. Drag the vocal into an audio track and warp it to tempo. If it's rhythmic and punchy, use a warp mode that keeps the timing tight. If it's more tonal, choose the smoother option so it stays musical. At this point, don't drown it in effects yet. Just trim it down to a few useful slices. You're not trying to use the whole sample. You want a small, memorable fragment that can become a hook. If the phrase is melodic enough, you can convert it to MIDI using melody conversion. But for this lesson, slicing is usually the better move. Slice the vocal to a new MIDI track using transients if it's punchy, or use a grid-based slice like 1/8 or 1/16 if you want a more controlled jungle feel. That gives you individual pieces you can trigger like an instrument. Once the slices are on a MIDI track, check how they feel in the sampler. Shorten the decay and release if the notes are too long. The goal is crisp stabs, not a smeared vocal loop. Then tune the slices by ear so they sit in a minor or dark modal space. You don't need a huge melody here. 3 to 5 notes is often enough. In fact, keeping it small makes it more memorable. Now build the rhythm. Create a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip and program it like a DNB hook, not like a generic EDM arpeggio. That means leaving space for the snare, letting the rhythm breathe around the break, and repeating with just enough variation to keep the ear interested. A strong starting point is to use 1/16 notes with a few gaps. Don't fill every slot. The gaps are part of what makes the drop hit harder, because the drums still get room to speak. Try a rising idea in the first bar, then repeat it in the second bar with one note held longer or pitched differently. That tiny shift creates the feeling of progression. If you want the motion to feel more machine precise, drop an arpeggiator on the slice rack. Try a rate of 1/16 or 1/32, and experiment with different directions like up, converge, or random. Keep the gate fairly short so the notes stay punchy. The trick is to feed the arpeggiator something simple. One or two notes can create a really effective pulled motion when the source is a vocal chop. More than that can get messy fast. Now make sure the hook actually feels like a hook. This is where phrasing matters. A rewind-worthy vocal ARP should feel like a line the listener can remember, even if they can't sing it back exactly. Keep one anchor note repeating every bar so the ear has a home base, then let the other notes move around it. That gives the phrase shape and makes it easier to follow. You can also use subtle pitch movement to make it more interesting. Try nudging a few slices up by 3, 5, 7, or 12 semitones. That can create lift without losing the vocal character. If one note feels like a response, keep it lower or drier than the others so the phrase starts to sound like call and response instead of just a loop. Now let's process it. A solid Ableton stock chain for this is auto filter, saturator, echo, maybe a touch of redux or drum boss, and utility at the end. Use auto filter first to high pass the ARP so it doesn't fight the sub. Somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz is usually a good starting zone, but use your ears. If the vocal is still muddy, go a little higher. Then automate the cutoff so the ARP starts darker and opens up as the drop approaches. That build from restrain to open is a huge part of the pull effect. After that, use saturator to give it some density. You don't want to crush it, just add a bit of drive so the vocal slices feel thicker and sit better in a busy DNB mix. A few dB of drive is often enough. Soft clipping can help tame any sharp peaks. Add echo next, but keep it controlled. Short sync delays like 1/8 or dotted 1/16 can add motion and tail without washing out the groove. Keep the feedback low to moderate, and filter the repeats so they don't clutter the mid-range. One of the best tricks here is to automate the delay throw on just the final note before the drop. That single bloom can make the transition feel huge. If you want a bit more grime, bring in redux slightly. Don't overdo it. We're not trying to destroy the vocal. We're just adding a little bit of texture, almost like tape grit or older jungle character. A subtle bit crushed edge can make the ARP feel more dangerous. Utility at the end is there to keep the image under control. If the part feels too wide or too soft in the center, tighten it up. In DNB, the core of the hook needs to survive in mono. Check that the idea still works when summed down. If it falls apart, the stereo effects are doing too much work, and the core needs fixing first. Now we get to the most important part, the pull into the drop. This is what makes people want to rewind. Think in sections. In the first few bars, keep the ARP filtered and tucked back. Let it feel like it's emerging from the track rather than already being fully exposed. As the arrangement moves forward, open the filter, increase delay a little, and maybe let the reverb breathe on the final note of the phrase. Then right before the drop, strip things back, pull out the sub, thin the drums for a moment, and even mute the ARP for half a bar if the arrangement can handle it. That tiny vacuum makes the return hit way harder. A great DNB trick is to let the vocal ARP keep going through the last bar of the breakdown, then bring the full drums, sub, and bass back all at once. That contrast is what creates the impact. Without contrast, there's no drop. With contrast, the ear feels the release immediately. Make sure the ARP is locked to the groove. It needs to work with the snare and break, not against them. If the vocal is stepping on the snare body, carve a bit of space with EQ. Often a small dip in the low mids helps. If it's still too busy, automate the volume down a little when the drums hit hardest. The idea is that the ARP should be heard clearly, but not louder than the snare or the main bass movement. If needed, use a subtle sidechain so the ARP ducks slightly around the kick or drum group. Keep it gentle. You don't want the hook pumping uncontrollably. You just want enough movement that the drums stay in front. For extra character, add a second vocal response layer. This can be a whisper, a reverse swell, a single chopped word, or a tiny processed stab that lands every two or four bars. Keep it drier or more echo-heavy than the main phrase, and high-pass it more aggressively so it stays light. This gives you a call and response relationship that feels very alive, especially in jungle influence drops. Here's a good way to think about the whole thing. The main ARP is the sentence, and the response layer is the punctuation. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't use a vocal that's too long. If the sample carries on forever, the hook loses focus. Second, don't let the ARP fight the sub. Protect the low end. Third, don't overwiden everything. If the center gets weak, the whole drop loses power. Fourth, don't make every note equal. Vary the velocity, pitch, and timing a little. Human offset can make it feel more urgent. And finally, don't drown it in effects. Too much delay and reverb turns a sharp hook into fob. If you want to push the idea further, try resampling the ARP once it's working. Print it to audio, then slice the rendered result and rearrange it. Sometimes the second version has more attitude than the original MIDI part. You can also make two versions of the same ARP, one cleaner and one darker and rougher. Then automate between them across sections for variation. That's a really effective way to keep the track evolving without rewriting the whole idea. So, to recap, choose a short vocal source, slice it tightly, program a rhythm with space and variation, process it with filtering and subtle grit, and then use arrangement to create the pull into the drop. The real magic is in the contrast. Keep the ARP restrained before the drop, then let it bloom when the drums and bass slam back in. If you get that balance right, the ARP won't just sit on top of the track. It'll become the thing people remember, the thing they hum, and the thing they want to hear again. That's the rewind-worthy moment.